Is it time to talk?
That's right.
This is the Real BS Show.
It's talking.
And got to give everybody the weather report. It's miserable outside. It's cold, it's rainy, it's snowing, it's it's everything.
Yeah.
Terrible. And this is April.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and saw the snow, and I was like, oh,
you just snow the last two mornings now. You get up and there's snow all over everything.
I wonder what the birds are thinking. Oh, boy, we came up too north. We came up north too soon.
Yeah, and robins are out there scratching and picking.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, and then the rain. I see the forecast ahead is just rain and rain and rain. Nothing wrong with that. I guess we need the rain.
Oh, yeah. I got to make the crops grow or something.
But, you know, I just don't want to leave the house kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, it's miserable. You can't do anything. Sit there and look out the window.
Right.
Oh, well.
And then when it's nice out, it's usually when I'm working, so then I'm like, oh, I need to step outside. I kind of feel guilty for not going outside when it's nice out. That's a thing, you know. But you were out there in elements splitting wood, huh?
Yeah, yesterday. I ruptured my shoulder or something.
Oh, geez.
Jeez. Oh, man, does it hurt? Oh, I can't lift my arm up.
Is the leave even helping with it or not?
No, nothing helps.
Oh, wow.
It's like right in where the bones come together.
Oh, geez.
It'll be all right.
Yeah. I usually get the horse lumen out. It's a little bit strong. But it works great for...
Well, I put some of that heat and cool stuff from Walmart on my shoulder, but man, it stunk so bad because it's right next to my nose.
Right, right, right.
Ooh, I said, well, I ain't going to do that no more. But it worked, though. It did heal, stop the agony for a while.
Right.
Until I fell asleep.
I usually get it on my spine. I usually get it on like the left side of my spine beneath my neck. And that I can't sleep right when it's like that. It's really and painful, you know.
Yeah, you're getting old.
I know. It's me.
I'm getting older and uglier every day.
Yeah, that's what I said that about myself 5 years ago. I'm like, dang, I'm not the young guy anymore. You know, but that's okay. You know, it's part of life.
You know what? Nobody cares.
No. If they do, then...
Hey, drop over tomorrow. Nobody would even know it.
Bill, I would care, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
You have to find a partner, a new partner. What's his face? I can't remember his name.
I don't think anybody's replaced. You're not replaceable, Bill.
You're
unique. You know, they say that everybody's replaceable. I disagree.
Yeah,
Bill, you're like they made the mold and then for you.
And
then,
so fast, you wouldn't know. Make your head spin.
They made the mold for you and then threw it away because you're, you know, just.
Yeah, they say we don't want to screw up again. That's enough of that one.
Yeah.
We don't want no more of that.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of YouTube videos, like history.
Yeah.
And history is like the mobsters, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy smokes, them guys are, it's interesting, but man, those guys are nuts. I mean, they're just killing each other, just left and right. I mean, constantly.
Yeah, over petty things.
Stupid. I mean, how are you supposed to... I try to compare that to the Godfather, you know, movie, and it's a whole bunch different, you know. But holy smokes.
Yeah, usually the ones that rise to the top were the most ruthless ones, and then they would get taken out once they reached to the top. So it was like kind of a futile thing to sit there and struggle all the way to the top, and then all of a sudden, like a year later, you're taken out too.
And they're always looking over their shoulder, the FBI or the whatever. The cops are looking at them and watching them. And,
or usually internal. Somebody would snitch on them. And
IRS, I guess, chasing them too.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I mean, what a nightmare.
I mean, I understand how it formed.
How'd you like to live like that?
Right, right. Jeez. I understand how it was formed. I mean, you look at the alcohol prohibition, and that just massively increased the mob because they had a huge black market to take advantage of. I get it.
Yeah, prohibition just gave them all a real boost.
Oh, yeah. All the speakeasies.
Big time money coming in like crazy.
And it wasn't just the Italians. You had the Irish, you had the Jewish, you had the German mobs. You had all different types of mobs because everyone's kind of stuck to their ethnic groups in their cities, you know. We lost that, you know, those neighborhoods. There used to be a little Italy, there used to be a little Germany, a little Poland and Erie, and now it's like that's not existing anymore. It's all mixed, you know? I'm not trying to go back to that, but it's like I think that's what it came out of. If you look at New York City or Erie, they stuck to their neighborhoods. they stuck to their ethnic groups, and every city was like that in the United States for a point. And that's how the mobs formed. They were protecting their group of people, you know?
Well, I think the black people took over Erie.
Well, probably. You know, that's everywhere.
Italy's not Italy anymore. It's little Africa.
You look at a lot of those neighborhoods, they're in poorer neighborhoods, you know, and the industries left those areas. And so we were in the Rust Belt. So a lot of housing became very cheap. And so, of course, people that could afford that could move in. And that's how it moved, you know, it came about. But I do look at those times and say, the mob isn't as powerful. I think they're still there, though. I think they're out there still, but a little bit more quieter.
They're just more.
You don't have Gaudis out there going around flashing money like that anymore.
Killing each other.
Right. They're kind of a little bit more in government now and more subdued, you know. I get it, you know. You know, protect your own to a point.
But history is pretty neat.
It is.
One thing after another. It's just
there's so much history too. Different time periods to go through. The different things they keep on finding. I pay attention to a lot of that. They keep on finding new things that you know are ancient things that they're finding. They found it was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. They found a whole new pharaoh that you know it was the was not Tutankhamun. Tutankhamun was had his whatever cave or whatever his tomb was raided before.
Oh, you mean in Egypt?
Yeah. That, they found a new one, a new pharaoh, a set of four of them that were never touched. So that was interesting. So these are all these new things they're constantly finding, especially in Turkey and Greece. They're finding a lot of different things, and then you open up all the stuff they're finding in the sea. They're finding a lot of things that, you know, when the sea used to be lower in the, you know, like the Middle East and stuff, they're finding cities off in the ocean, you know, that used to be there that got flooded in. So it's just fascinating stuff. I don't know.
Kind of like Miami's going to be in a few years.
Yeah, that's possible.
Underwater.
Or how about these islands in the Pacific that are just barely above the sea level, and a lot of them are now saying, oh, we're going to have to move someday, you know, in 50 years.
So you don't have to move.
No, thank you. Build stilts.
Stay there and drown.
Yeah, I don't know. Just interesting things, you know.
Just never stops changing. Just on and on and on.
I would say that's one thing about you and I that both we love history. There's a deep desire to
You can learn a lot from it.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
If you don't learn from the mistakes of our ancestors, and I mean that globally.
You repeat it.
Yeah.
All.
There's a lot of mistakes that people have made in society around the globe that have been repeated over and over again, or at least rhymed, and we could have avoided it by just paying attention to a moral lesson or some kind of lesson in it, you know.
I think the Middle East would have figured it out by now, but
they did at one point.
Killing each other.
I think that's the human story.
Jeez,
I don't think the Middle East is unique in that. And I think we all have that desire in our heart if we really are truly honest to ourselves that we are. At one point, we could be very violent and merciless, you know, horrible people, while at the same time being comparing and compassionate. It's part of human nature, I think. That's my view. I don't think anyone's immune to that.
Giant mess, that's what I
could say. They kept on, you know, this is one thing about history I've always heard, you know, I remember this in, you know, different university talks and everything, that this civilization was peaceful, and every single time, 10 years later, they'd come around and find, oh, these people were violent too. They had weapons that were for murdering. They weren't just for self-defense. They were for subjugating a population, their neighbors or whatever. And every single time they found it, the Harpyian civilization, they found that they were extremely violent. They used to think the Sumerians were, you know, not peaceful, and now they were violent. You go throughout history. I don't think you're ever going to find a civilization or peoples that were peaceful. I don't think that's true. You know, there's always somebody out there.
They're still over there shooting at each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Syria and Lebanon. And
yeah.
Israel, Gaza, and all that stuff.
You go back to the 70s, Syria was not too bad violent-wise. I mean, but they were kind of modernizing. Same with Iran. Iran was modernizing. They had a lot of women were not wearing scarves. They were out there, you know, dressed in Western clothes. You know, and then, stuff happened with, the Shah and everything, and that kind of went downhill, right? You know? But you look at that, it's like, that's interesting. You know, they were very open.
Never ends.
And now they're very restricted there in a lot of ways. I don't know.
You got any music? Let's play some. Potluck, pick it out.
Yeah, just random music, you know.
Something that drips the trigger, I guess.
Yeah, just kind of, it has a little bit more of aggressive vibe. Nothing horribly aggressive. Just a little bit more harder music, you know, a little bit harder rock, you know.
A little bit newer.
A little bit newer, a little bit older, you know, some stuff from the 70s and newer. You know, kind of mix it up, you know.
Yeah, why not? What's
We need a motivator for the rain, you know.
Yeah, something to scare the rain away.
Something before the rain.
Bring in some 60-degree weather. That's
true. Jeez, yeah, beach weather, you know.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
But I'm still selling wood, so.
There you go.
Except for I'm almost out.
Yeah.
Completely out.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see that day.
Yeah, that's happened, right? You know, you have new wood coming in too, don't you?
Well, I'm splitting up wood left and right, you know, to stack it up, but it's going to take 6 months for it to dry.
Right, right, right.
You know, it's some of it even longer, I would think, some of that oak.
Right.
But I'm killing myself, so. Every time it stops raining, I go out and split some wood. Cut up some logs.
As the deer are watching you.
Yeah, got a lot of birds, though.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of birds flying around.
They came back in force.
Ooh. And I got getting quite a collection of rabbits out there, too. They seem to be having fun. They're jumping around, eating. If they'd eat the grass a little bit more, we'd have to mow anything.
Right, right.
That'd be good.
Isn't it cute when they're jumping at each other? You ever see that where they're jumping at each other?
Jumping around, but they race around. They run. Really, they're fast.
Right.
But it's, I don't know.
It's not
for an old person to do, sit there and watch them.
I've seen them before where they're jumping at each other, like facing each other and then jump, and then one would jump right underneath the other one. I thought that was always funny. They're just goofy animals. Just goofy.
How'd they ever get incorporated with Easter?
I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
Some kind of pagan
thing. I don't think rabbits don't even lay eggs.
No,
they
don't. They're mammals.
They deliver eggs.
That's the Easter story. It was kind of an ancient pagan thing.
Should be the Easter chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, the Easter chicken.
Yeah, they can deliver eggs.
You don't want it the Easter cock because that's weird. You know, rooster, you know.
Yeah, well.
But.
Well, they don't lay eggs.
No, they don't. But
shoot them.
Yeah, they have spurs, though, and they can be violent, you know.
Yeah.
Chickens aren't dumb. They're kind of dumb. But
somehow they incorporated eggs and rabbits and candy into Easter.
I think it's a little bit more than before candy. I think it's ancient history. You go back into the story about
St. Patrick.
Way before that.
Invented Easter Bunny.
No, way before that, even before Christianity. I think it's older than that. Huh. There's a story to it. I mean, I don't want to bore people with it. I did study. I'm like, why is the Christmas tree in Christianity? It's not even a Christian thing. That's a German pagan religion. And the Easter bunny thing's older than that. It goes back to Indo-European stuff.
Really went off the rails there.
Yeah.
At least Santa Claus gives you toys and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Even the Santa Claus, that guy was real. He was actually in what's now Turkey. But at the time, Turkey, that was not called Turkey. It was like kind of part of the Greek area. And he went around and did give kids toys and small things and fruits and food to them that were poor. So that's a real story. But then it got mixed with some northern beliefs about, like, you know, reindeer and the reindeer would eat mushrooms and they have psychedelic dreams. And the people that herded the reindeer would... I don't even want to go into all the detail.
Then Walmart moved in.
Yeah. Coca-Cola. Yeah. You remember Coca-Cola with Christmas, you know, Santa Claus? Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. So yeah, it became commercial, but it got mixed because before the Christmas trees weren't even a thing in America. That was a Germanic influence to America. And so a lot of Americans started putting Christmas trees up around like 1860, 1870s. You know, that's kind of more of a recent thing. Yeah.
Huh. So you're saying Lincoln didn't have a Christmas tree?
No, I don't think so. I can look that up, and then we'll come back.
No, that's all right. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Well, it saves you from buying one. You don't have to buy one. You know, I don't have a Christmas tree.
I haven't bought a Christmas tree in 50 years.
But people are sitting there going out there, well, I have to measure, make sure the tree's the perfect tree. It doesn't have enough needles. And it's like, geez, you're wasting all your time. It's not needed.
Yeah, once the kids took off, that was it. That was the end of it.
Yeah.
I know. Because I don't want no Christmas tree. No, I don't want nothing.
Some people are like, why aren't you putting lights up?
You know, I'm getting older and I'm getting crabbier. And yeah. I'm getting, like, I don't want to be around anybody.
No,
I just go away. Stay away from me. You know, I don't even answer the phone anymore.
No.
You know, because you don't know who it is. So if somebody's selling you insurance or some stupid thing.
And, leave a voicemail. That's my philosophy. Yeah, if they're not leaving a voicemail, then there's something wrong. I can't trust the person if they're not my contacts. Right.
They leave me messages that says that my loan application has been approved, and I just have to hurry up on down there, and they'll give me some money.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't approve. I didn't apply for anything. Right.
Scam artists.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You think the FTC or the FCC would crack down on those kind of things? You know, a little bit.
They get away with it. Nobody cares, and nobody wants to chase them. So hang on it. Well, I don't know. There must be some suckers out there for them to keep doing it.
Easily. There's people that they start with the simplest one, is your warranty for your washer, your dryer. They'll start with that kind of thing. And then if you answer the phone, they put you on a list of people that answer the phone. And so then that list keeps on getting spread around to all these different scammers. So that's why I always tell people, no, I don't answer the phone. If I don't know the number, leave a voicemail, and then I'll call you back. If you're in my contacts, I'll call you back because obviously I know it's you. But that's one of the ways they do it, is if you answer that phone, then they put you on a list that you answered the phone.
You could really have some fun with them if you wanted to.
Oh, sure. But they know
half the time you're talking to a machine anyway. Right. So.
But they know. But if you answer the phone and mess with them, they know you answer the phone, so that at some point they can continue pressuring and keep on bothering you.
Yeah.
And that's how they get you. That's how they get. Usually, it's someone that's older that has dementia or is kind of naive or gullible, and they'll take advantage of them. And they're taking advantage of basically people that are naive and gullible and old. You know,
it's crazy.
You know,
crazy.
So
trying to wreck the phone system.
Yeah.
That's
why most young people don't answer the phones nowadays. You know.
Oh, I'm an old person and I don't answer the phone either.
That's why everyone texts nowadays.
I don't want to talk to nobody.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I probably got two friends in the world, maybe three.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm your friend, you know, definitely for sure.
Yeah, if you call me, I'll answer,
Yeah.
You know, I know it's you.
I just, you know, there's not, you can't trust most people in the world, that's for sure.
You ain't going to call me unless it's kind of important
or,
you know, it means something.
Right.
You're not just going to call me to sell me Christmas cards.
I should. I should be like, hey, Chris, Bill, you want some Christmas cards?
Well, then I won't answer your calls either.
would you like a washing machine?
He just wants to sell me something. I ain't picking that one up.
No.
that made me cough.
So sooner or later here, you'll be getting people calling you using your own voice. That's a scary thought. Because
I really wouldn't know who it was then.
No, that'd be weird, wouldn't it?
You know?
That's possible. You know, I could take your voice and make you say something that you would not want to say. And
I wonder how the phone company knows, because sometimes, most of the time, when the phone rings, it's a spam risk.
Yep.
And I block the number and I don't answer it.
Right.
I must have 10,000 blocks on my phone. I don't know how many can hold.
Oh, yeah. It should be unlimited, because, I mean, really, the spam lists are pretty interesting, because, you know, it's all about you reporting it as spam, and so it becomes so many people reported as spam. That's why it's very, you know, cold calling people these days as a business is stupid. Why would you cold call anybody? You know, I don't know why anybody would even try to do that. So that kind of died off. That's kind of the positive, you know, that cold calling kind of died off.
So you call people up and tell them they won $10,000 and, you know, hurry up down to Walmart and pick it up.
Yeah. It's kind of like those car dealership ones. You ever get those things from the car dealerships where you won a prize and you scratch it off and everybody won, so they get you to come? Isn't that kind of a scam too? I think it is.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, but they do it, you know? Anyone that does that, any car dealership that does that, I know right away that's a scam artist, dude. He's horrible car salesman. I don't even want to deal with him. I marked him off as a blacklist, knowing that that's
it. I used to get text messages saying I won this or I won that. I said, I didn't win nothing.
Right.
up yours. Go pound salt.
Yeah. There's only been a few times. I do watch those class action lawsuits. And then also that, you know, that you do get money from them sometimes. But the other one is Pennsylvania has a treasury, right? You know, state treasury, right? And you can look for your name on there to see if there's any money for you in your name. Because let's say you worked somewhere and they didn't send you a check, or some company owes you money because you paid too much. There's usually money out there for people they don't even realize. I've gotten like $1,000 from an unclaimed property check on there, and it was just my money sitting there, and I didn't even know it, you know? So, hey, that's real.
I don't even care about money anymore.
Right, just, same here, pretty much.
Yeah, it's Social Security, they direct deposit right into my account. I go down to the bank, take it all out.
There you go.
I don't care.
You're like, I want the cash, the hard
just
cash.
So I can go to Walmart and McDonald's and gas station. I'm
right.
Happy.
Right, there you go.
It pays my phone bill.
Right, right.
So I don't know. Yeah, let's play some tunes.
Yeah.
I don't know what you got in store.
Yeah. We got some music going.
This surprise everybody, including me.
Yeah, it's random, Bill. It's okay. Random.
All right, play some random tunes.
I'm
Was a pretty song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
Yeah.
It's like the story of everybody's life.
Don't know what you can't get enough of.
Yeah, of everything.
Yeah.
You know, it all revolves around money. It seems like everybody's fighting over money.
Yeah, that could be.
You know, that's like the root of all evil or something.
I thought it was oxygen, you know. You can't get enough of oxygen.
Well, that's on your final days there.
Yeah.
But, We got some Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
We're gonna change it to Four Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, the previous band was Bad Company, right? Yeah. And then that band had a song called Bad Company, even though they were Bad Company as the band name. And then this band here, Five Finger Death Punch, did the cover of that band, and that's why I know it's confusing.
I'm too old for that nonsense.
it's kind of an irony. That's all.
Well, let's give some Four Finger Death Punch, and you'll figure out why we say that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
A company always on the run, a destiny, oh, it's the rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hands, behind the gun I'll make my final stand. Yeah, and that's why they call me Bad. That's why they call me Bad Company. I'm a dinner. Bad Company. Till the day I die. Bad Company. I'm a dinner. Bad Company. Till the day I die.
Another day in this carnival of souls. Another night settles in as quickly as it goes. The memories are shadows, echo the page, and I can't seem to find my way home. And it's almost like your heaven's trying everything. Your heaven's trying everything to keep me out. All the places I've been and things I've seen, a million stories that made up a million shattered dreams.
Show
on a stinky rainy day in April.
Yeah.
April showers are going to bring May snow showers. Terrible.
It snowed on my birthday before in May. My birthday is right in the middle of May. And it's a fun time.
Well, it says climate change, only it's changing in the wrong direction. It's supposed to get warmer, not colder.
Oscillating weather there, you know. It's like
some Democrats would get it right, you know. They got it all screwed up.
No, Bill, you just need to become the forecaster and make, you know, just say, hey, it's going to be warm every day. And then you're just speaking your power, your words, you know. It's your truth.
Well, people like to listen to me, but they, you know, after a while, they'll say, well, you don't know what he's talking about.
But, you know, you just speak power to it, Bill.
They're hoping that I'm right.
You know, just be like, hey, it's 80 degrees, dry humidity, you know, not that hot.
We all think, think together we might pull something off.
Yeah. Just use our brain cells together.
Yeah, brain power.
Yeah.
All right, one more. Let's get the fourth finger of the five-finger death punch, guys.
And
I don't know what this last one is, but I just know that it's one of theirs, so I'm happy with that.
Wrong side of heaven, Bill.
Well, that's... sounds dangerous.
Yeah, there you go.
powerful ending. Oh, shoot. Well, let's, what do you want to, Rick Derringer.
Yeah, Rick Derringer, yeah.
Well, it's not the real McCoys, it was just the McCoys, right?
Yeah, the McCoys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the, But he was hang on Sloopy fame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he got big after that, you know?
Well, he just kept going, you know. Right. He was the town bunch and guitar player that he was the driving force, I guess you can.
I would say a lot of bands that are today, they have drawn influence from previous bands that were heavily influenced by Rick Derringer. I really think that he is a huge influence on modern rock and roll in a lot of ways.
Well, he was just good and
yeah.
unique and... So you got a couple tunes by him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, why don't we do that?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Man, just imagine hitting those high notes. I don't know.
I can't imagine.
No, I can't.
I'm too old.
Too old
to imagine that.
You know, talking about old, there's sometimes artists that come in to fame much later in their lives than some people do. You look back at the Beatles or, I don't know, even the Rolling Stones. Even though you don't like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, you can just value the fact that they were very young when they became famous, you know? Very young. But then, yeah, some people that are like in their 30s or so, or late 20s, and they become famous then with not really much previous talent or any training, and boom, they become famous. We got one for you.
They just hit it right. Huh?
I don't know. I mean, some people might not like the artist. That's okay. But we're just showcasing, I don't know, in my opinion, something kind of a raw talent kind of thing. I don't
know. All right. Well, I don't know what you're talking about, yeah. but I'm all ears. So.
Yeah. But, you know, we're to head out, though, aren't we? We're going to, you know, go about and try to trudge through the rain and just, deal with the day, I guess, you know, because... You gotta.
Don't talk about the rain.
No, I know.
And the snow and the cold.
We'll make this before the rain. How about that? We can just imagine ourselves before the rain, you know, before the snow.
I want it to be 60 degrees and sunny.
There you go. You like the fall then, don't you? You like the fall weather.
I don't know. Yeah. Just so I ain't cold.
There you go. Yeah. I don't like being cold either. But yeah, we'll warm you up. How about that?
All right. You're going to do a little Benson Boone?
That's right. Benson Boone.
Yeah, I never heard of him. And...
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll fasten my seatbelt.
Yeah, and then we're gonna end the show with this too. So.
Oh really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're at the end of the show.
Well, say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah,
and
see ya.
Y'all stay healthy and stay warm. Oof, boy, I hate the cold anymore.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
smokes! So okay, we'll see y'all next week, and be safe and be healthy and be happy if you can.
Will do. See you guys later.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got. Sunday mornings were your favorite. I used to meet you down on Woods Creek Road. You did your hair up like you were famous. Even though it's only church where we were going. Now, Sunday mornings I just sleep in. It's like I buried my faith with you. I'm screaming at a God I don't know if I believe in. Cause I don't know what else I can do. I'm still holding on to everything that's dead and gone. I don't wanna say goodbye, cause this one means forever. Now you're in the stars and 6 feet's never felt so far. Here I am alone between the heavens and the embers. Oh, it hurts so hard. For a million different reasons, you took the best of my heart and left the rest in pieces. Digging through your old birthday letters, a crumpled 20 still in the box. I don't think that I could ever find a way to spend it, even if it's the last 20 that I've got. Oh, I'm still holding on to everything that's dead and gone. I don't wanna say goodbye, cause this one means. Heart and left the rest in peace. I'm still holding, holding, holding on. I'm still holding, holding, holding on. I'm still holding, holding, still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to everything that's dead and gone. I don't wanna say goodbye, cause this one means forever. Now you're in the stars and 6 feet's never felt so far. Here I am alone between the heavens and the embers. Oh, it hurts so hard. For a million different reasons, you took the best of my heart. Left the rest in peace.